Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome in again here on this nice, beautiful, crisp morning here in Clay County. We're sitting here, we get to look out the window every once in a while and hear the big trucks go through. But it's always a pleasure coming to you here live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be tuned to 101.5, which is WVFB-FM, the call letters. And we come to you, excuse me just a minute. Every Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and we come through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber and the three-star committee that helped make this possible, and all the great folks that advertise here on the radio. So we really appreciate them. We appreciate all of our listeners that join with us here each Thursday morning. And I know we do have quite a few scattered out here in Clay County, Monroe County, and around the area here, and we really appreciate the folks that listen to us, because I run into say occasionally some of the folks that have listened to the show, and most of them they recognize me, that they tell me I have a great face for radio, so I guess that that means a little something, but it's always fun to do this. Got a special guest here this morning, Mr. Matt Walker, who is the head coach of the Clay County High School girls basketball team, and we're going to be talking a little bit about girls basketball here in a few minutes. And I'm going to let Matt introduce himself to folks, tell him how he wound up here down in Clay County, some of his background. I know most people just get to see him out in front of a big crowd, and he doesn't get to talk about himself much. So we're going to kind of let him do that here in a few minutes and talk about the upcoming season. And we might delve back and talk a little bit about how we finished up last year and kind of how that's helping make preparations for this year. I know we've got quite a few things to talk about, and we've got a few activities coming up here in Salina and Clay County, and got our birthdays, and haven't got any anniversaries today. We've got a few birthdays to mention today. We had a whole big long list last week where we'd missed a week, but we've got quite a few today, and we'll be giving away our tremendous birthday prize here toward the end of the show. And like I said, we just got things going on. We got things going on here at the courthouse. It's getting close to Christmas time. I know we've got a bunch of activities going on that we'll be talking about later on in the next week or so, talking about the different activities that we have. And we'll take care of all that just in a few minutes. And right now, I guess we'll start off by just letting the folks that advertise get a few words in, and we'll get started with today's show.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're looking forward to a special day all day here in Salina. I mean, the sun's shining. We got some few activities going on here in town. Folks need to come by and check out our merchants. And I know we've had quite a few new openings. We're going to spend one day talking about that here a little bit later on. But just keep reminding folks that you don't need to take all your money to cook. Well, you need to leave quite some of it here in Salina and spend it here with our local merchants. And I know they really appreciate it. And I know there are many, many fine little stores here all around the square now. I know we've got lots of little boutiques. We've got a couple, three new stores that have opened. Just lots of things going on. And I'd like to remind everyone that on an irregular basis, when the courthouse is open, to come by here and check out the Rowley Hall Marble Museum that we've got up and going, that we're still working on, and we've got some activities that's going to be going on there, and we're kind of looking at maybe doing some a special program here at the courthouse sometime along about December 15th or so, that weekend. I know we've got the merchants got some activities going on, so we've got some things planned. So some things we're still planning, even though it is getting close to Christmas. If you'll notice, we have got the wreath hung up on the courthouse now, and just kind of getting ready to get the grand old lady dressed up for her Christmas celebration. And want to just, you know, invite everyone to come to Salina, check out everything here. And also, on a very special note, we want to invite everyone to find them a basketball schedule and make a point of, you know, at least being here to all of our home games to show support for these young ladies and young men that provide this for your entertainment, your enjoyment, and also for their enjoyment. Because, you know, you wouldn't put yourself through all of that if you really didn't enjoy it. And, you know, come by and show support for any of the activities going on here. I know we have some very, very special 4-H stuff going on. Our agricultural class is going on. The business club over at the high school, they have won a number of awards this year for things that they participated in. So, you know, so things are looking great for Clay County. We just got to keep all these young folks at home and not let them move off. So, you know, it's just, of course, that's a daily challenge every day. But, you know, with everyone's help and all of us in the community here in and around the county, we can continue to be a thriving and growing community. And now I'll step off my soapbox and introduce today's guest, Mr. Matt Walker, who is the coach of the Clay County, I keep trying to say Salina High School, but that's taken me back a year or two, about the Clay County High School girls basketball team. Coach, I want to start off, I know you have been in Clay County for a number of years, but I know as being a coach, you don't get out and socialize a whole lot because you're tied up now at least 11 months a year. And you know, tell us a little bit about your background, how you made it here, and kind of introduce yourself to the folks. I know they know the character that stands up at the gym and does a great job over there with our young ladies. But tell us a little bit, the folks, a little bit about yourself.
Well, Thomas, first of all, thank you for having me here. Thanks for this opportunity to talk about our team and talk about our young ladies. I'm from Pickett County, born and raised, and spent a lot of time there coaching. I was assistant to the Gordonsville's coach, Greg Bibb. I was assistant high school coach there to him for 5 years. Also coached some high school baseball there at Pickett County, coached some high school football there at Pickett County. And like I said, I was the assistant basketball coach. And basketball has always been my number one priority, my number one passion. I was just looking for a chance to be a head coach somewhere. And the opportunity arose to come to Hermitage Springs. And went for my interview and just fell in love with the people. Miss Sherri Ann Denton was a great interviewer, and she sold the school and sold the community. And once I got to Clay County and Hermitage Springs in particular, just, you know, fell in love with the place, fell in love with the community, fell in love with the people. They welcomed me with open arms, and so really started off at Hermitage Springs and somehow on my way at the high school.
Well, from your memories down there, tell us a little bit about your success at the grade school level down there.
Well, you know, I really, really lucked into it, you know. Come with some really good eighth graders, you know, John Wayne Browning, Clay Copas, you know, a lot of names that have wound up at the high school. They was the eighth graders my first year, and then I got to coach Dawson Russell, Braden Moss, had some familiar names from the high school. And then some of the younger ones was, you know, Gavin Silk, Gunner Silk, Jake Ashlock. So, like I said, a lot of names and a lot of talent, and they kind of carried me and helped me learn and grow, you know, when I was still calling some bad plays. Their talent made it look like good plays.
Well, you know, a whole lot of time, you know, when one of the players will kind of mess up a little bit, and they'll look up at you and kind of quizzically look at you, and that's when you want to stand up and say, I didn't tell you to do that. And also, another part of your career that I'm sure that a lot of the folks really don't know that you're involved in, and that is the travel team basketball, which I guess used to be called AAU basketball back when I helped start this about 100 years ago here in this Upper Cumberland area. Tell us a little bit about you. I know you have a little bit of a career in that.
Well, that's kind of how I got into this girls program. You know, those young boys I was coaching, you know, Jake and Gavin and a lot of those boys, I was taking them to several tournaments. And, you know, I had Jake and his younger sisters, you know, Bella, who's a senior now, which I can't believe, and Marley and, you know, Rachel coached us that much. You know, they saw their brothers getting to play, and they asked me if I wouldn't mind coaching them. So wound up coaching them several travel games. I coached Bella when she was in first grade. I coached Hallie Buford, another senior now. She'd come along as a second grader. And Isabella Hale just graduated. I coached her in third grade, and Rachel Copas. And I coached all that much, you know, from first and fourth grade all the way up to, you know, seventh and eighth grade. And, you know, really wasn't looking to be a high school girls coach. My thought process was on being a boys coach someday. And really liked that bunch of girls. And then, you know, God gave me two girls of my own, and, you know, I hope to coach them someday. So that's kind of put me where I am now on the girls' side of things.
Well, you know, I know all over the years when I was the boys' basketball coach at Slime High School for, I think, about six seasons, I coached girls' basketball, coached some 3-on-3, and I think maybe a little bit of the 5-on-5, and had some reasonably good success a couple of years. But one of the things a lot of folks would ask, Coach, what's the difference in coaching boys and girls? And I said, well, I think maybe the first major difference I saw was that the girls cry when they win and they cry when they lose. I know that's got to be it. But, you know, I mean, they would just cry tears of happiness a lot of times because And but you know that was a big difference. I think. I mean, you've got a round ball and five players on each team, and it don't matter if they've got long hair because they're females or long hair because they won't be noticed as a boy. But you know that it's kind of a. It's a fun thing to do. It's a serious thing to do, and there's just lots of things that go into it. And most people don't realize now that any high school sport, and it's getting harder and harder for our students to be more than one or two sport athletes in high school. You know, it's not back in the day when we had kids that could play basically every sport that was available to them, but now. I guess the competition, the requirements and things like that, the summer camps, the traveling that you do. I mean, it's not a 12-month a year thing, but it's awful close to it anymore with any of the sports at the high school level.
Well, we need, in a small town like this, we need our athletes to play every sport. And I'm a big proponent of that. A lot of our girls play volleyball. So we do have a couple of two-sport athletes, but three-sport athletes are very few. We've got a couple that play all three and play softball as well, but I'm a big proponent. You know, parents don't steer your children to one. We need them to play everything.
You know, that's one of the things that a lot of coaches don't understand at the smaller schools. I know they're all jealous of their teams, you know, that they should be number one in the kids' mind, that they should always be concentrating on that. But in a school our size, and basically any Class A school, if you don't go out and round up folks to come play for you, you have to share athletes. And, you know, sometimes that gets they overlap. Unluckily, this year we're not overlapping the season all that much in basketball and football. But, you know, if you don't share, and I know that over the years as a coach, you know, you kind of come up with little things. You know, a lot of times now, especially in the male athletes, that a lot of times when the football team would come down and they'd lose the last couple, three ball games, and some of the players would want to say, hey, you know, it's time to bail out and go play basketball. You know, the football coach and I, we had this little understanding that if you went out for football in the fall, that you were tied to football until at least the second game in the playoffs if they made it. You couldn't bail out early, and we both did that the same way. If you started for a sport, you stayed till it was over with. You couldn't switch just because you got a little unhappy or something.
100%. Got to represent your school and, stick with things once you get them started.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break and do a commercial break. Let me take care of my nose here. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You brought them across the river.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't across the river anymore. But good. Okay, we're back, and Matt, I guess... We can talk a little bit about the upcoming season. Give us a little preview of what's coming on and what you're looking for. Let's back up and kind of finish up last year. Do a little quick review. I think last year we got tied up in the football. we usually would do a little end of year rundown, but we didn't get to do that last year. Let's talk a little bit about last year's season for a few minutes, what you've lost, and then we'll talk about what's coming back and new folks and all of that.
Last year was a real special season. We had a great bunch of seniors that we're deeply going to miss their, offensive production, defensive production, and really just their locker room presence, their character that they played with, their leadership they played with. And I think that bunch of seniors just graduated, so we want to do big things in life. A good bunch of characters. We lost four seniors from last year. But we got five seniors returning this season. We finished up 25-6 last year, won the regular season conference, won the district tournament, and then, one of those six losses got upset in the region tournament, sent region semifinals. Clark Range got hot and made some shots, and, we played pretty well, but they played extremely well. As far as this upcoming season, we actually kick off tomorrow night. We got two games tomorrow night.
Is it their play day or?
It's a Hall of Fame game. So two Hall of Fame games tomorrow night. We got Cannon County and Whitwell on the road tomorrow night. And then Monday we have our first home game.
Where are you playing?
At Cannon County.
So they're having a group.
Yes, everybody's getting two games. So, and then Monday we've got our first home game against East Robertson. So, the next 4 or 5 days we hope to be sitting at 3-0, hopefully.
I know East Robertson girls have had some decent ball clubs, but they're not usually one of the top rated schools in there in the girls. But they've got a pretty tough boys program down there.
They've got a good boys team, but they've got a freshman girl that's got quite a bit of hype around her. I actually beat York this summer, and York's a really good team.
Yeah. So that's going to be a tussle, probably.
We think so. Like I said, the freshmen they've got coming in supposed to be their best players, a freshman. So and then Cannon County on Friday night. Cannon County's got a really good team as well. So. We'll definitely be tested over the next 3 or 4 days.
Well, you don't get better playing tax season.
100%.
And I know it doesn't look good when it's all done, but the losses. But when you look back, if we hadn't played those losses, we might not won all those wins.
100%.
It's a trade out, and I know we've had trouble scheduling East Robertson the last few years, getting them in on. We've had them scheduled and not play games and things. We had a couple of one good game with them. Then we had some bad games against them. But all over the years, they were a thorn in our side forever in boys basketball because we were in the same region, even I think even in the same district a few times. And they're one of those schools that if they need a player, there's usually someone over in Springfield or something. The same thing, I'm sure the girls may not be hardly as bad, but you know, if there's a good player over somewhere or another that just would hardly good enough to make the team in a AAA or 4A school, that they look around where they can maybe move 100 yards and change their residence. And I know that that's something that all coaches know that that happens quite often, and we've had it, you know, happen to us a few times. But and we've had some families that decide they want to move in here, but we've never emphasized that like a lot of them do. And that, of course, I think that kind of spoils the sport a little bit. Mm-hmm. But and okay, now well, we need to take another short break. I'm going to read the birthdays off. And we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation. Celebrating birthdays this period was Kate McLaren celebrating a birthday. Mr. Kyle Haney celebrated a birthday. Mr. Clyde Dulworth, also a birthday this past period of time. Mr. Matt Davis and Mark Poindexter. So toward the end of the show today, we'll use our highly sophisticated non-computerized system and pick out a winner, and they'll receive a gift by going over to the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick up an envelope that has a prize in it. So we used to give away a Dairy Queen cake, but we've long since forgotten about that. But just come over by there, identify yourself, and they'll take care of that. And with that, we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back, and like I said, we're grateful to have everyone here with us for the show this week. I'm going to remind you about next week. Next week is, I think, we'll be off for Thanksgiving, so we won't have a show next week. if you want to save your birthdays up for the next week, you can do that, and we'll get that taken care of. But I know we've got big, it's holiday time now. Folks have done already start putting up their Christmas lights and stuff, so we're getting ready for a big holiday season. So just remember, I guess we will have some recorded music on here next week. But, man, that's, okay, now, you got your first game coming up. Kind of let's talk about through the schedule a little bit, kind of what you're looking at, the strengths, the weaknesses, and maybe your strengths and weaknesses. Well, just describe the team a little bit. You know, I think you kind of designated the people that you're going to be starting.
We have four seniors going to be starting. Bella Ashlock, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, all three of those were big contributors last year. You know, those three will be pretty much the backbone of the team. They're the most experienced, and all three of them very talented. And then our fourth senior starter is Kendall Matthews. You know, she brings a little bit of experience as well, but a lot of maturity to the point guard spot, a really good defender, really good leader. And in that fifth spot, we're looking at Lacey Wicks. She's a junior. She's got a little bit of experience over the last couple years as well. A phenomenal athlete. Might be the best athlete in the district.
You know, I think Lacey, I don't think she played ball as a young player. I don't think she started maybe as a freshman the first time she'd ever played any basketball. And
I think she can be really good at any sport. She's just that type of athlete.
I think she played volleyball, I believe, didn't she?
She played volleyball this year, but she used to play softball.
Okay.
She's another one that could be one of those three-sport athletes.
And I know the first three names you mentioned there, I'm quite familiar with them. I know that Ashlock, her father played on one of the best basketball teams that we ever had. And also your other young lady there, Miss Buford, her mother was a tremendous basketball player down at Hermitage Springs, one of the best players they ever had down there in 3-on-3. And I think she was actually on the team from down at Hermitage Springs that I think maybe then they had won a district tournament down there by beating Solana sometime back a number of years ago. I'm not sure about that, but I know they had a real good team when she was in high school. And then also your other starter, her mother played basketball here when my niece Amber Strong played, when they had some real, real good basketball teams. So the bloodline still, we know, and of course with our football team this year, we've got some that have had athletes here that maybe in the third generation, some of those. And that's kind of thing here about a school this size. Once you get a family here and they stay here and they've got the athletes, we have some great, great teams because they feel that tradition and they put the work into it.
Well, we've been talking quite a bit this year about the tradition of Clay County High School. And, of course, Coach Sims is still around our program quite a bit. You know, we rely on him a lot of bit for inspiration, and just it's good to see his face on the program. We've also talked to these young ladies about their parents, and we've had the girls ask their parents, you know, some of the stories from the old days, and talk about who was, you know, some of the unsung heroes. And I know the name Polly Herman popped up the other day, and Amber, we've heard Amber's name mentioned, and several stories from the old days from these ladies and their parents.
Yeah, there's some great basketball players. I mean, the tradition here in Clay County with girls basketball, high school girls basketball, goes way, way back, all the way back into the 40s and the 50s with the great teams they had. You know, growing up, I remember the teams in the 50s that won the ultimate girls basketball tournament in the state of Tennessee that time, and during the years where they didn't have a state tournament, they won what was called the Livingston Invitational, which was one of the biggest tournaments that there was in the state of Tennessee at that time. I know we had a young lady that played back in those days. She actually went on and played professional basketball. I believe it was semi-pro. It was like AAU basketball. And that she's in the Hall of Fame now. We had that many years ago, so the tradition's been here forever. And I know in the 60s, we had a group of young ladies that many considered the best girls' basketball team was ever here that was played three-on-three. So the tradition is here, and I know we had a few years where it kind of dropped down, And but that was in those times we had a lot of coaching changes over the years. We didn't have a steady coach. Like I told Coach Walker that I actually coached girls basketball on six different occasions when they were looking for someone, and but they finally found what they were looking for. And I think that was when Mr. Sims, I think he left too.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We had some kind of technical difficulty, and Coach Walker, he hadn't left. He's still here with me. Didn't scare him off. But if you would, let's go back and give us a little review of what the season's going to look like, some of the toughest competition. And we were talking about predictions of the you always have the fall coaches meeting where, of course, a lot of coaches thought they sometimes if they could kind of weasel something in there and gouge and point that they thought maybe they could win the conference by something they did at the fall meeting, but I know tell us a little bit about them, what happened there. And
well, they voted Pickett Girls number one. You know, Pickett Girls was in the state tournament last year, and they returned every single girl on the roster. So I think that was probably a pretty easy pick at number one. But, you know, they haven't beat us yet, so it's been a little while since they beat us. So, you know, I think our girls definitely have the experience, and I think they're hungry to prove that they're the number one team until somebody beats them on the court.
Yes, and I know that the matchups we've had in the past year, we've had some tremendous basketball games with them, and I think they've had some good junior high teams the last little bit, and they just keep coming back up there. And of course, the same as we do, we keep coming back and working on it. Okay, at what level did they put you all? At number two?
They put us at number two, and you know, based on what we had returning and what Clark Grange had returning. They put Clark Grange at three, and, you know, we lost four seniors, three of which played a lot for us last year, and Clark Grange lost two seniors and got two girls to move in from a different county. So I'm not really sure how that all works out, but they still voted us ahead of Clark Grange. I think that's a testament to the good group of seniors we do have coming back.
Yes. And, of course, we've got five teams in basketball, don't we?
We do have five. Of course, Red Bowling was really good last year. Their program's been really strong the last 4 or 5 years. And then I voted Gordonsville at number five. Gordonsville's kind of a rebuilding stage. They've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores. But, of course, our district's really competitive. And then anytime you come to a district game, it's going to be a really good game. And non-district contest for us this year, we've got York on the schedule, we've got Upperman on the schedule. On the girls side of things, we got Monroe County, Kentucky coming to us for a Christmas tournament. We got Richland coming to us for a Christmas tournament, and Burksville coming to us for a Christmas tournament. So we got should be some pretty good crowds and pretty good batters.
Yeah, I know that the two Tennessee teams, they traditionally have had some great basketball, girls basketball teams over the years. And they're all down that area, that same general area down in there, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, now, the season gets cranked up on Monday night. And if you haven't got your schedule now, folks, find you one of those and try to make it to all the home games. And I know with the competition that we have, and let's look through the schedule, our Christmas tournaments, tell folks a little bit about what you've got going on through Christmas.
You know, we've got the Monday and Tuesday right before Christmas, pretty much all day of basketball. We've got, I think five girls teams coming and four boys teams coming. The girls will play three games over the course of 2 days. The boys will play two games over 2 days. And like I said, we've got Burksville, Kentucky coming. I'm sure they're going to bring a big crowd. Monroe County, Kentucky, I'm sure they're going to bring a big crowd. And Richland on the girls' side, they've got a chance to be a state tournament team. So you should see some really good basketball.
Okay, now, and if you've got another Christmas tournament?
Our other Christmas tournament, the girls are going to go down to Watertown. I can't think off the top of my head who we play every day, but I know we play Macon County down at Watertown. I think we play Portland, maybe. But, yeah, we're down at Watertown the week after Christmas.
Okay, and then going through the season, what do you expect this year? I mean, the style of game we're going to be playing, you know, I mean, we'll give the other coaches sort of this in a scouting report on you if you want to.
Well, I think defense has definitely been, what's helped us win a lot of games over the last few years, particularly our half-court defense, our half-court man-to-man, big on communication, you know, guarding screens, communicating those screens, contesting every shot, rebounding will be a point of emphasis. We've got to do a better job rebounding than we have in our scrimmages so far. But our half-court defense will be what kind of keeps us competitive.
Okay, now health-wise, I know you do have a health problem there with Miss Ashlock. Hey, is she coming along okay, or is it still kind of touchy with her physical? I don't know how you talk about that, but I know that
I'm going to have to be mean to her this year. it's one of those things. It's my understanding it's not getting any better. Even with rest, you know, we take 3 months off for summer break or whatever, and then she comes back, and within a day or two, it's hurting again. So I think it's something she's just going to have to deal with for the rest of her life. And, we've had so much talent over the past 3 years that if she has a day that she's hurting pretty bad or, her plays through it, but maybe lifted to 6 or 8
pounds. Young lady.
And, we've had enough talent to compensate for it, but now it's her senior year, so she's going to suck it up and be the leader that I know she can be.
And I know that Hallie's had a pretty good summer this year.
Hallie's definitely took over, the number one scoring option. She took over the leadership role, making plays for others. You know, she's turned into a really good all-around player.
And, you know, her... her grandmother and her aunt were two of the finest lady basketball players that Salina High School ever had, and that was Linda and Brenda Brady. And Linda was one of probably the top, one of the best defensive players, along with Miss Judy Boone, that ever played here. And also Brenda was a forward on the team. And of course, those were in those games then, they were so good that usually the guards, Coach Steeples would call time out and he would switch ends with the players. And the guards got to go down and play offense and get their name in the paper with their points scored. And they usually were just nearly as good as the so-called offensive players. Mm. But those were two great players. And like I said, they were on some of the best basketball teams we had. So they're in that. That ability, and it has to be a genetic thing, I think, with their mom and then with their grandmother and things like that. That I guess she was born to play basketball.
And whatever you see out of her, she's really worked for this year too. You know, she may be the hardest worker on the team right now. So, you know, every shot she takes, it's not, you know, purely talent, and it's not she's the coach's favorite or whatever. But she definitely one of the hardest workers in the team, and she works for everything she gets.
Well, you know, I've watched her play over the years, and she's one of those players that I always loved. And that is, if this shot missed, there's a 50-50 chance the next one's going to go. They're all 50-50 chance. They're either going to hit or miss, and that next is going to hit because it's a 50-50, and it's never, I don't think it's ever bothered her. If I'd say probably if she missed 20 in a row, it wouldn't bother her on the 21st shot.
No, she's got confidence, and the team's got confidence in her.
She never has seen a shot she didn't like, right?
I love it.
You ain't ever told her that, have you?
100% not, no. She's got the green light to make plays.
And like I said, you know, there's really, you know, I look through those, and there's really not, you know, a so-called supporting cast, because all five of those are going to be bringing something to the team, and it may be different things, and hopefully, you know, on different nights, you know, with any good team, it's hard for any player to go out there every night and get 20, 25 points. But the night that they don't get them, their teammate is going to make up that difference. And I believe that we have a team this year that's going to be that way.
We've got a lot of good young players as well. You know, I mentioned the start five, but we got some girls coming off the bench that bring a lot. That some of them can score it, and they're all in the fan. They're all going to bring high energy. So I'm pretty excited about our young players and the future of this program too. Once that bunch of seniors leaves,
do you have names for them?
I do. We've got two sophomores that's going to be playing a lot of minutes. You know, they're not starters, but they're going to be playing some high quality minutes for us as well. Baylor Walden and Ella Eads, and Ella in particular has been a hard worker. You know, she's kind of willed herself to be a really good player, and I expect big things out of her this year. And we've got a great group of freshmen. Some of them have a chance to play this year, and some of it may be a year or two, but that bunch of freshmen is going to be pretty special for us as well. You know, we got Halen Garrison, Natalie Smith, not a lot of size in that class, but they've got a lot of basketball skills, shooting, ball handling, a lot of upside in our freshman and sophomore class.
And I know with Baylor, both of her parents were outstanding athletes, basketball players. Her father was a good athlete, baseball player, basketball player. So, I mean, like I said, it's just the tradition thing here that keeps carrying on.
You talked about three-sport athletes. Baylor's a good basketball player, and, you know, she's the one that if she wanted to focus on one sport, she'd be, I think she'll play college ball somewhere, but I'm glad to have her on the basketball team because I know that she loves other sports, you know, maybe more than basketball, but we're glad to have her, and I just want to give her a shout-out for being one of those three-sport athletes.
Yeah, I know she, softball, and I watched the volleyball this year, and obviously she played was a pretty good volleyball player. And of course, volleyball has always been my favorite sport for many, many years, and always encouraged any of our boys basketball players. We used to travel around and play volleyball all over this area with a group of the young men that were a lot of my basketball players, and I think that's one of the best training sports that there is for basketball. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of that interchange anymore either. But, you know, it's run, jump, quick energy. You know, you learn how to do things with about two or three good quick steps. I mean, it's just a great sport for all the other games. And I know that you're looking forward to this year, and that you're expecting great things. And of course, along with that, we're all expecting great things of you. So,
well, thank you.
You get that little bit of a load put on your back, which I know you've done a great job of handling that, and we appreciate all the time and work and effort that you put into our young ladies' basketball program here in Clay County. And looking forward to another great, great season this year. And I know we've got a few more minutes left. Anything else, Matt, you want to wind up with?
Well, number one, I appreciate you and this chance to come on and talk. And what little time I have left, I definitely want to thank the community, number one, for embracing me and my family to be a part of it. I want to shout out our local junior high programs and their coaches. I think both of them are off to outstanding starts. And glad to see our junior high programs have success. And I also want to thank the like I said, just the community. The basketball here at Clay County, the gym is always packed, and it's a great atmosphere to play, and I'm sure the kids appreciate that as well. They've definitely made it special.
Yes, and then, like I said, we do have an outstanding place to play now, one of these, I guess one of the highlight gyms. I know it's such a great gym that these other teams, that there's no chance of us ever getting the district tournament here, because they think we just have that great advantage, fan advantage, and it is a great big advantage. It's great when you look over and see all the folk coming to look at you and cheer for
you. Coaches like you and coaches like Coach Sims that have hung some of those banners, you know, I think that's worth, you know, 5 points right when they walk in the door, seeing all those banners that you and Coach Sims and Coach Edwards have helped hang over the years.
Yeah, we started that many, many years ago, and, you know, we were just, you know, thankful and grateful over the years of all of the district championships that have been won by Clay County Schools here. And just an estimate on that, I know that's probably somewhere between 22, 25, 6, 7, 8, somewhere along in there, and lots of regional championships. And you can't do that without great, great young men and young ladies and excellent parents that support and do everything they can to help their students, their children, and also all of the team members, because, you know, Clay County basketball is kind of a family thing, and I know that we have traditions through many generations of families here. We can trace them all the way back, a lot of them, to the, I guess, one of the district championship teams all the way back to 1941. And there are still some of those young ladies and young men playing today that's their great-great-grandfathers and things. They were on those teams like that. So it's just a great thing, and like I said, it's great we can carry that tradition on. And with that, I'm going to I've got the selection made here, and Miss Kate McLaren has won the birthday cake today, and come over by the chamber and take care of that. And with that, I think we're getting close to being out of time, and I'm looking forward to being able to see some good high school basketball. I want to remind folks, too, if you want to see Tennessee Tech play tonight, go over and watch Grant play. And I know there are other local player, Grant, help me, Coach.
Right.
He's injured right now, but he is back out on the floor when they warm up a little bit. So, you know, go out and support our folks over there. You know, that's something great if we've got some local young men playing over there. And I do know we have some local young ladies, but they're not necessarily from our place, but they're familiar names. But young ladies from out at Baxter and places like that are playing over there. And that is it's our local university, so we need to get out and support them. We need to support all of our youngsters for as long as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I guess it's time we'll say, it's been a pleasure and have a great show today, Matt. Thank you for coming by. And, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again. Hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel. Don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, rebroadcast on 101.5 Kicks Country. And also it'll get streamed on the Del Hall Horizon site. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.